Are you tired of watching your projects fall behind schedule due to delays that are out of your control? Do you feel like you're constantly putting out fires instead of focusing on what really matters? Well, get ready to take back control of your projects and become the delay-crushing hero your team needs. In today's episode, we're going to reveal strategies to help you tackle project delays head-on, even if it's not your fault. You mind if I share a story with you, family? You know, I was sitting there with my manager one day, and this was a while back, wow. And what happened is we're working on some documents together because we were giving an update. And he's sharing his screen, and I email comes through from, we call him an interesting stakeholder. So he opens it up right in front of me. And the stakeholder commenced to talk about how he was not happy, how the project is, you know, not being led well. They don't know where the project is. There's no updates and documents. And it was just a very exchange between my manager and I, because we both just looked at each other like, what? Because see, what that stakeholder didn't know was, first of all, the stakeholder wasn't coming to the meetings. The stakeholder wasn't reading the meeting recaps. The stakeholder wasn't even looking at the real-time dashboard that was set up. However, it was still my fault. And you see, family, a lot of times when we are project managers in this thing we call project management, the project manager is the coach, meaning that even though you can't go and play the game, you're still responsible for the outcome of the game. Ooh, I like that. You see, the reason why I like that, family, is because of the, a lot of times we want to absorb ourselves from the responsibility and the accountability to say that, hey, we can control how, if this person was going to deliver on the thing that they said that they were going to deliver on. However, we do have something that can protect us, and the team and the whole is holding people accountable and documenting very well. So today's episode, we're going to navigate through some of these points, how we can get out of what I call the blame game of saying, well, hey, this is not my fault, but really actuality it is. This is why you're hired to lead this team and get them across the finish line. If they're not doing what they're needing to do, you need to have the courage. Matter of fact, scratch that. You need to have the fortitude to have a discussion with either their managers, the manager's managers, because you have that type of authority, and you have to stop running from that type of authority and embrace it. So it doesn't come down to where a stakeholder, as I shared with you in the beginning of this, will be holding you accountable, even though you had no control over anything that was done, but you didn't follow the proper escalation path. So let's jump in here today. So point number one, you already know where I'm going to say. Documentation is always going to be kind. Creating a detailed record of the delay, including the date it occurred, the parties involved. That's the key. The date, the people, as well as the impact. If you don't listen to anything else in today's episode, that right there is powerful. The reason why it's powerful, family, is because the simple fact that people, sometimes stakeholders, and we're all guilty of this, so I don't want to we're all guilty of this, where we'll forget, oh man, yeah, I was at that meeting. So when you document the people that were there, when you document the date that occurred, when you document the impact to the project timeline, now you have really good documentation that is going to serve you well when you need to communicate to stakeholders. And I would use every method of communication. That's why a communication management plan is so important. Even a high level one document, a one page document to say, hey, these are, this is where this is going to be communicated. Like, for example, meeting recaps. All meeting recaps are going to be sent out 24 hours after the meeting. They're going to also be here. Again, because this, what this does is it creates an opportunity for the stakeholders. You want to minimize all excuses. You want to minimize all the reasons why not, as they would say, that they couldn't get to it. Let's move on to point number two. Point number two is identify the root cause. A lot of times we do a lot of surface level checking for problems. No, what is the root? What is the real reason? You have to investigate the real reason behind the delay to, you know, was it the vendor's fault? Did the vendor come in and deliver what you needed too late? Was there unexpected technical issues? Was there a change in the client's requirements? When you take the time to understand the root cause, it will help you devise appropriate plan of action. Let's move on to point number three. Communicate promptly. One of the things I always see, and I understand the politics. I get it. I've been doing this for more than a decade. I get the politics. However, you have to know how to navigate around the politics to make sure your message is getting out, because what you don't want to happen is you're being held, because you, again, as I stated at the beginning, you are responsible for this project. And if you are responsible for this project, you want to make sure that the information is being communicated to your stakeholders, upper management, executives, et cetera. Because if you can't hold anyone accountable, then what's the point of even leading this project? So the more transparent you are about situations and providing a clear explanation of the cause and impact, I don't see anything stopping you from having success. Point number four, assess the impact. You know, when you see it, when you identify a delay, evaluate the delay and see how it will affect the overall project timeline, budget, as well as, and the reason why you want to do this is because there may be something in which that could also affect other aspects of the project that if you don't pay attention to those three things I named, the timeline, the budget, and deliverable, it, you know, it's like the triple constraints. So when you think of the triple constraints, and if you've been listening to me for a while, you know, I always bring up the triple constraints as well, which is time, cost, scope, and quality. Anytime one of those are affected, time is going to have an impact on either cost or scope or the quality of the project. So that's why it's important, family, to look at those particular elements, say, items within the triple constraint. Let's move on to point number five. Stop going at this alone. Collaborate with the team. I know you want to do it all by yourself. You want to look like the superhero. I got you. However, being able to engage your team members in a brainstorming solution and developing mitigation plans, this is going to help because now you're bringing in expertise and insights into how they can actually help you be creative and overcome any potential delays. Let's move on to point number six, negotiate with stakeholders. As I told you, my favorite books is Chris, a guy named Chris. I forgot his last name. Sorry about that. But the book is called Never Split the Difference. Again, Never Split the Difference. And I learned a lot in that book. And one of the things that I talk, you know, really talk about is the ability with stakeholders. When a delay comes up, you may need to pull someone from another project pull a stakeholder from another project to assist you on this project. How do you go about doing that? There may be vendor issues that come up. There may be that don't want to work on the product project because they so much, you know, the project is complicated. And because it's complicated, it's like, man, all of my bandwidth is going to be taken away. And plus, I still have a day job. So, and that's another thing we forget to check managers is that, yes, our stakeholders still have day job. This is our main thing. Leading, assisting, influencing projects is what we do. However, we have to understand that being assertive by protecting our team's interests while maintaining a professional and collaborative approach is what is going to win our stakeholders over. And then when we need to negotiate, they're like, hey, I know if ED says, hey, they're going to need me for 6 weeks. If we get to the fourth week and he's noticing he's going to need me longer, he's going to properly communicate to me, but also to my my manager. Again, open conversation, being transparent is going to be key when you're negotiating. Point number seven, this is one of my favorite as well, maintaining a positive attitude. Listen, we understand we got a delay. Either we can continue to beat up on the problem and say, well, this, you know, this, and now we done spent all of this energy, all this frustration. Now, when it's come times for the solution, we're already burnt out. We're already exhausted because we've done used up our energy being frustrated. And that's why I always recommend, you know, hey, yes, let's talk about the problem. Let's talk about the root of the problem. Once we get, can we get that out of our system as fast as possible so we can make the shift to solving the problem? So I'm not going to say dealing with project delays is not stressful because trust me, it is very stressful. especially when there's external factors with regards to compliance. If you don't get this done by a certain time, your organization could be held in contempt of compliance, et cetera, et cetera. So your team is going to look to you for guidance and motivation. And as a leader, John Maxwell always talks about amazing leaders, or I should say influential leaders. They have an impact and they influence. So let's move on to point number 8. Review and adjust the risk management plan. Family, we should be understanding if we're seeing delays, we need to document this in our risk register and find a mitigation response. And then after that, if we should be talking about it consistently throughout all the weekly meetings that we're having with the various teams. Because if we don't, if the risk flips to an issue, then we're like, well, how did this happen? That's because we didn't have proper communication. And of course, risk can't flip to issues. It happens a lot. But if you're prepared, or as they say, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Not my words, but you already know where I'm going. And my bonus for you today is review and update your lessons learned. One of the things you can do is, as you're navigating through the project, you want to make sure that you're updating your lessons learned register on a consistent basis, things that you're learning along the way. Don't wait until the end of the project. I've been guilty of this so many times, but you want to make sure that you have that opportunity. All right, let's move to my closing remarks. Point number 1, understand really where you're going to go with the project, meaning negotiating with stakeholders. How do we negotiate with stakeholders effectively? My next thing is stop going at it alone. Collaborate with the team. And my final closing remark is really understand the root cause before you move forward. Don't try to make it more than what it is. Once you identify the root cause, now let's transition into the solution building. Don't get caught up with all the emotions. We're all guilty of it because we're human. However, we have to find and say, okay, that's it. We've drained this problem too long without finding any proper solution. So let's move away from that. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. You know my motto. You know my slogan. If you don't, I just appreciate